Blog Talk Radio.
Good day. I welcome you back. What your doctor won't tell you, it's Dr. Scott live from Kansas City. Last week, we discussed important things. What is your diagnosis? We discussed how do you specifically go about getting an accurate diagnosis? How do you actually know for sure what's going in your body that's causing your headaches and migraines in the first place? Because as we've said, it doesn't really matter what kind of treatment you try until you first know the real true cause of your symptoms. This season, as we've discussed each and every week so far, not only is this all about finding solutions, we need to stop treating the what and find and fix the why. Too many of us have tried everything, and I say that in quotations, tried everything, when in reality, chances are we haven't, but we certainly, in more cases than not, have tried every option that's been given to us. But I suppose if you're not given the option, you certainly can't try it. So we need to make sure that the puzzle pieces are in place, because obviously if you want to know what the whole picture looks like, you have to have the puzzle pieces first. And then secondly, those pieces have to be assembled and actually fit perfectly. Then it certainly is easy to see what the whole picture is. We have so many exciting announcements coming up for 2014. We have a travel schedule and a live event schedule in cities throughout the country. We will be introducing today our live event and series for 2014. Once again, it's all about solutions. So we realize here in the heart of America, there are people with migraines and headaches that just cannot seem to get relief on the West Coast. There are people with ongoing migraines and headaches that have tried everything and just can't get relief on the East Coast, in the North, in the South, across the ocean. There are many of us, including myself, that feel as if we've tried everything. So our goal continuing in 2014 is not only to help you find the puzzle pieces, but to help you assemble those pieces and finally figure out what is your diagnosis and how do you go about getting a proven, fast, long-lasting solution. With that, I want to introduce our series coming up in 2014. Not only will this series continue on the air, this series will continue with live events. How to get long-lasting relief from your headaches and migraines despite your doctor's recommendations. How do you get long-lasting relief from your headaches and your migraines despite your doctor's recommendations? So we want to continue to point out the faults in diagnosing headaches and migraines properly. Why is it that so many of us have had and many of us have trouble really figuring out what's going on? Why am I having these migraines? Why am I having these headaches? We said it last week. If you're looking in the wrong place, you're never going to find what you're looking for. And unfortunately, with our healthcare system as a whole in the United States, it doesn't matter if you see your family physician, a neurologist, a headache specialist, a chiropractor, an acupuncturist, a pain management specialist, an anesthesiologist, it doesn't really matter what kind of a specialist, doctor, or therapist you see. If you're looking in the wrong place, you'll never find the answers you're looking for. You will never experience a headache-free, healthy, and happy lifestyle. And as we said before, we define this as doing the things you love to do in life, spending the time with family, spending the time with friends. For crying out loud, sometimes just going to work and making it to work regularly can be a challenge. Stop treating the what. Find and fix the why. How do you get long-lasting relief from your migraines and headaches despite your doctor's recommendations? This will be a hands-on workshop beginning in the close to the middle of January 2014. I'm excited. I look forward to it. We're going to be providing more information than ever to customize a plan for you to lead you in the right direction. That leads into my next announcement for 2014. Can you believe we're even talking about 2014? We are in the process and have been for a number of months and years in some cases, developing a network across America of some of the best known and best respected specialists of many different types. Specialists of many different types, all working together for your benefit. We've said this before. This is absolutely essential, and this is absolutely key to you finding the cause of the problem and fixing it. There isn't one magical answer. There isn't a magical drug. There's no miracle drug. It's not going to happen. There isn't a miracle headache or migraine drug that will magically fix the cause of your problem. It doesn't exist, and it won't exist. There isn't a magic therapy. There isn't a magic chiropractic treatment or massage or acupuncture treatment or injection or surgery that will likely address the real, true cause of your migraines and headaches. So stop looking in the wrong place. Let's find and fix the cause. Let's stop treating the what. Stop treating the headache. Stop treating your migraines. Stop letting your doctor manage your migraines or manage your pain. You don't want to manage it. You want to find the problem and fix it. So let's not try to treat or manage a problem that we don't want to have in the first place. Let's focus on a long-term solution by looking in the right place. That's how you find what you're looking for. Simple concept, isn't it? This week, I'm going to ask for specific questions on your part and comments on your part related to frustration with our healthcare system. What things are you most frustrated with in trying to get a long-lasting solution for your headaches? What things really get to you? What things upset you? What things frustrate you when it comes to finding long-lasting relief for your headaches and migraines, for finding long-lasting solutions and relief for your children's migraines and headaches? What are your biggest frustrations and concerns? I want you to email those questions to me directly at drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. That's Dr. either D-R or doctor spelled out, either one, drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. And in the next week or two, I want to discuss these frustrations and concerns, and what we're going to likely find is that many of us have exactly the same concerns, whether we have a migraine-type headache, a cluster-type headache, a daily persistent headache, whatever we want to categorize our type of headache as, we will all still have most of the same concerns. So it makes sense that we bring these concerns to light and address them directly, head on. So please send me your emails, your questions, your comments. Why are you so frustrated with our healthcare system as a whole in trying to come up with a solution for your migraines and headaches? Today we want to discuss something that's absolutely critical and continuing the process that we started the last few weeks. I appreciate you listening and I appreciate you being patient because as we've said, you know, there's just no way to cover everything in one 45-minute episode. Boy, I wish there was. If there was some magic treatment or cure, we'd all want to know about it. But it's a process of identifying the true cause. Then once that has been accomplished, it's so much easier to formulate a long-lasting result because we're addressing the cause of the problem and not simply trying to treat the symptoms, not simply trying to mask your symptoms. So obviously frustrations are going to abound. But I think some of us may be a little bit surprised at how common our frustrations and our concerns really are. What is your diagnosis? What is the cause of your ongoing headaches? Of your ongoing migraines? Because after all, this is about you. Just because someone else experienced some kind of relief with a certain type of treatment, it doesn't mean that it's going to work for you, does it? As a matter of fact, how many times have you heard that? Doesn't that get frustrating? When people try to give you advice unsolicited, you've got migraines? Let me tell you what you should do. You've got headaches? Let me tell you what my brother did. It doesn't matter what worked for somebody else. What is causing your symptoms and what directly will fix the cause of the problem once and for all? It's different for each individual. We all know that. So sure, unsolicited advice, unsolicited treatment or remedies can certainly get frustrating. So we've said in past weeks, and I say it repetitively because I'm not sure that a lot of people are actually listening to what I'm saying, really hearing, ingesting what I'm saying. And that is, we are a research-based practice here in the greater Kansas City area. Opinions certainly don't mean a whole lot to me. And as you've heard me say, you better believe it, that includes my own opinion. Because we know that each doctor, each therapist, each headache specialist has their own opinion. Let me give you my opinion. And as you've heard me say, opinions mean absolutely nothing unless they're based on some kind of objective, proven fact. And we know from decades of medical research that somewhere between 70 and 90% of us that have ongoing headaches and migraines have a cause that originates in our spine. And in America, many countries, in America, our spines are one of the, if not the most neglective part of our regular health routine. How many of us have been told by our dentist that it's important every 6 months or so to go in for a checkup? How many of us have been told it's a good idea to, you know, brush your teeth periodically? We've all heard it, and we all accept it. So what would you say if you went to your dentist and your dentist said, you know, your teeth are looking really great, no cavities, it looks like you're taking really good care of them, So since your teeth are not hurting, there's no need to brush them anymore. There's no need to come in any longer for a checkup. Now, in the future, if your teeth kind of start to turn green or brown, your teeth start to ache and hurt a little bit, it's probably a good idea to start brushing again. That's nuts. It sounds silly, and it is. Because we know whether your teeth hurt or not, it's a good idea to go in for a checkup to the dentist periodically. And it certainly is a good idea to brush your teeth regularly to prevent tooth decay, cavities, etc. It's a great idea to go to your family physician for a regular checkup to ensure that your body is functioning as it was designed to function. That's accepted. So wouldn't it be silly if your doctor said, you know, since there's nothing for us to fix right now, there's no need to ever come back for a checkup unless you're stricken with a serious illness. Why would you wait until you're sick before you address your health concerns? Doesn't it make more sense to keep yourself healthy and prevent these problems? So what does all of this prevention talk have to do with your migraines and your headaches? Well, you know, I've been in private practice more than 2 decades. My practices over the years include medical specialists, that's family doctors, neurologists, orthopedists, surgeons, headache specialists, chiropractors, alternative specialties, traditional medical care. We incorporate what's necessary to fix the cause of the migraines and headaches. And as you know, it usually is a combination of specialties all working together. There isn't a magic bullet. There's not a magic solution. And the reason I'm bringing this up, the research clearly shows and has for decades that your spine is the number one cause of ongoing headaches that, quote-unquote, happen for no apparent reason. There's always a reason, but it seems as if they happen for no apparent reason. And since we know that the vast majority of chronic headaches are caused by the spine, wouldn't it make sense to periodically have a checkup on your spine? Well in excess, I want you to hear this, well in excess of 90% of those that present to our practice with ongoing headaches and migraines that happen for no apparent reason were completely preventable with a regular spinal checkup. Listen closely. Well in excess of 90% of those that present to our office with ongoing headaches and migraines have a completely preventable issue. But because the spine was neglected for so many years or, in most cases, decades, the problem was allowed to develop for no apparent reason. Would we really be surprised if we hadn't brushed our teeth in, 1 year, 5 years? What about 20 years? What about 40 years? If we had never brushed our teeth and never gone to the dentist for a checkup, are you really surprised that you have tooth decay, that you have cavities? Absolutely not. So why should we be surprised if we've never had a checkup on our spines that we develop spinal issues that later result in ongoing headaches or migraines? Why are we surprised? We can't be. But I do understand there's more to this story. Most of us, from the time we were young, have been educated. And by the way, a lot of it has to do with a brilliant marketing campaign from the American Dental Association. We've been taught, we've been trained that we need to maintain our dental health. Nobody wants cavities and tooth decay and gum disease. Let me ask you this. Do you remember back in elementary school when someone from the local dentist's office came into the school? They educated us on the proper techniques for brushing our teeth. You remember? And do you remember they gave you a little pink tablet that you put in your mouth and you chewed it up, right? And you chewed that tablet up and then you rinsed your mouth with water. And you remember what happened, don't you? Where there was pink film left on your teeth, those were the areas we were taught that we were not brushing properly. So it highlighted, it demonstrated the areas where we were deficient in taking care of our teeth, in our dental health. It was a brilliant demonstration and still is today. But here's the problem. Most of us have been taught to maintain our teeth with daily brushing and regular dental checkups throughout our entire lifetimes. The reality is, most of us have never been told that we need to maintain our spines throughout our lifetime. Sure, you know, in school, the school nurse would sometimes do a scoliosis check. You remember this? They would look at you from the back, have you bend forward and touch your toes. Boy, the theory was great. However, it's one of the poorest ways to evaluate spinal health. It really is. Obviously, your teeth can be seen in your mirror. Yet the only mirror for your spine, you got it, it has to be an X-ray. One or two very simple, safe, easy X-rays, and you can evaluate pretty darn well what the condition is, what the overall health status is of your spine. So you may wonder why I'm talking so much about prevention when in reality, many of us are still suffering right now, maybe as we speak, with an ongoing headache, an ongoing migraine. Maybe it's lasted for hours. Maybe it's lasted for days. Here's the reason I'm talking about prevention. If we can identify what's causing your ongoing headaches and formulate a plan to address that cause once and for all, I don't want to talk to you again about your headaches and migraines. Let's find the cause, let's fix it, and let's be done with it. And from that point on, we'll say, wonderful to see you. We'll see you in 3 to 6 months for a checkup on your spine. That's how it's supposed to work. It shouldn't be, let's try a new medication. If that doesn't work, let's change the dosage. If that doesn't work, let's try another medication. If that doesn't work, let's try a combination of medicines. Nothing like mixing chemicals and dumping them in your body. And it shouldn't be, you need to come back more often to the chiropractor for treatment. And not only month after month, sadly, not even year after year, but in a lot of cases, throughout people's entire lives, they continue to return to their doctor, to their chiropractor, to their therapist with exactly the same symptoms they've been treating for years prior. Shouldn't common sense tell us that if we have to continue to return, I don't care what kind of treatment and what kind of specialist we're talking about, common sense tells us that if we need to continue to return, the problem hasn't been fixed. You know, I wrote something down earlier this afternoon, and it says this. Until we decide to use a little bit of common sense, chances of achieving long-lasting relief of your headaches and migraines are slim at best. Until we decide to use a little bit of common sense with our healthcare decisions, we're not going to get any long-lasting relief. And I'll tell you this, our doctors certainly aren't preaching common sense to us, because our doctors and our therapists are too busy selling us the treatment, the therapy, the drugs, the treatment that they happen to provide. Whether it addresses the cause of your headaches and migraines or not. You know, we've talked many times before about the politics that are involved in healthcare and that healthcare is a business. Yet, I don't think many people are hearing me. I don't think people understand how big of an impact that has on what your doctor is recommending for your headaches right now. All your doctor knows, and it's all they're trained to do, of course that's what they're going to give you, because that's what they're trained to do. It's up to you. It is not up to your doctor to take care of your health. It is not up to your chiropractor. It's not up to your friend. It's not up to your family member. You and you alone are responsible for making the right decisions, so it's time that you take that responsibility and take it seriously, by the way. And common sense is missing not only from our decisions with our own health or the health of our children. It's missing from our doctors' decisions. So when our doctors that we trust, we put our complete trust and faith in our doctors. We don't take responsibility for our own health. Now, by the way, I've got a fantastic family physician that I trust with my health and my annual physicals. I've got a wonderful dentist that I love and trust with my dental health. I've got a great chiropractor that I trust with my spinal health. I've got a fantastic massage therapist that keeps my muscles relaxed and keeps me tension-free. But it is my job to use logic and common sense based on facts and knowledge that I know for certain to make the right decision for my health, to make the right decision for my children's health. And it's up to you and you alone to make the right decision for your health and your children's health. And our doctors definitely should be providing honest recommendations and guidance based on proven fact, not based on what we happen to sell. And once again, don't get me wrong, I work in a true multidisciplinary setting. You name the specialist, we work with them here at Headache Relief at Last. So we're not saying you should see one type of doctor or one type of therapist or another. We're saying identify the true cause of your headaches and migraines, then formulate a plan. Usually that involves multiple specialties working together that will fix that cause of the problem once and for all. This is the basis of the Headache Relief at Last treatment program. Now, we've used the Headache Relief at Last program for many, many years here at Headache Relief at Last. No, we don't have a magic powder that we sprinkle. No, I don't even do a magic dance. There is no mystery to what we do. We're a research-based practice. What we recommend is based on proven, solid medical and scientific research, not based on my opinion or another doctor's opinion alone. I want to make sure, because last week we discussed the topic of what is your diagnosis, and we talked about a couple of things that are absolutely critical in helping you find the real true cause of your ongoing headaches, your migraines. How many of us have actually taken action in the last week? you know, there's something that's a little bit scary to me. It was brought to light again this morning while doing a consultation. The most common cause of headaches and migraines, according to the decades of research, is your spine. And the most common problems in the spine that result in muscle tension or spinal cord pressure that cause the migraines and headaches are considered progressively worsening conditions. They don't get better on their own. So why would someone delay the decision? Every day, every week, and every month that passes, the risks of irreversible spinal damage continue. And just this morning, while doing a consultation, I reviewed the x-rays from a local radiology center of someone who's been afflicted with ongoing headaches and migraines, yes indeed, for years, as we hear frequently. And how did they happen? As we hear frequently, for no apparent reason. And when reviewing these x-rays, it's sad to me, because there has been so much damage done to the spine over the years that her bones are now fusing together in an abnormal shape. This can't be changed. This is someone with ongoing migraines who likely will never be able to have the problem fixed. You can't change something that's permanently damaged and fused in an abnormal position. No medicine, no surgery, no chiropractor. It's stuck because it was neglected for too many years. But wait a minute. That's not the saddest part of it. That's not the most frustrating part of this. The most frustrating part of this, the most sickening part of this is that she's been to several chiropractors. She's been to several medical doctors. She's been to a headache specialty clinic. She's been to a pain management specialist. And everyone has had the opportunity to not only find this problem, but recommend the appropriate course of action to fix it. This has been going on for decades. She put her trust and her confidence in her doctor. And they failed her each and every time. Each and every specialist, they failed her. Because her problem is obvious. Obvious to me, it was obvious to her. It was mentioned on her radiology report from the X-ray center. There's no mystery what's going on. Yet, because each specialist, because each doctor only looked at it from their limited perspective, and each individual doctor gave her the treatment that they were trained to provide, because they only had a few small pieces of the puzzle, and nobody bothered to put the pieces together. The neurologist didn't bother to coordinate his findings with the family physician. The family physician and the neurologist didn't bother to coordinate their findings with the chiropractor, or the therapist, or the pain specialist, or the headache clinic. Everybody looked at her migraines from their limited goggles and prescribed the kind of treatment it is that they happen to sell. And it's wrong because no one put the pieces together and said, these are the things we need to do to fix the cause of your problem once and for all. It's sad because the problem was identified many years ago, yet the problem has continued to be ignored. The doctors and therapists that she put her trust in failed her. They did not address the cause of the problem at all. And now the damage is done. We've said this as well. If you ask a faulty question, you're going to get a faulty answer each and every time. And so many of us, you know, I was asked this question this morning. So, like, what kind of a specialist are you? People ask me this virtually daily. Anyone who asks, what kind of a doctor, what kind of a therapist, what kind of a specialist do I need to see to find and fix the cause of my headaches and migraines? It doesn't matter who you ask. More times than not, they are going to respond by saying, me. Pick me. Try my treatment. Let me give you this treatment and see how you respond. My point is this. Everyone of any specialty is likely more than happy to sell you whatever kind of treatment it is that they are trained to provide. Whether it fixes your problem or not is not the most significant issue. It's, can I sell you the treatment that I provide, and let's see how your headaches and migraines do. Let's see if it helps. Instead of saying, let's back up a little bit and look at your condition from a broader perspective. From the perspective of multiple specialists, all looking at it from a little bit different point of view. I got to tell you this real quickly. I was so lucky early on in practice to be able to participate in a true multidisciplinary clinical setting. So when someone would come to the office with ongoing migraines, ongoing headaches, after we had the diagnostic testing, the examination findings, the MRI findings, the X-ray findings, we would sit in a conference room and put the findings right there at the head of the room. And we would say, okay, you are the family physician. Taking a look at this person's X-rays and examination findings, what do you think is going on here? And our medical physicians would give their opinions. And then we would say, all right, how about you, the chiropractor? What do you see on these pictures, and what do you think is going on? And how about you, the physical therapist? And how about you, the orthopedic surgeon? And how about you, the neurologist? And this is interesting. We were all looking at exactly the same exam findings. We were all looking at exactly the same X-ray findings. They're right there in front of our own eyes. Yet, each individual specialist saw something a little bit different. And when I was first in practice, I thought, boy, aren't you all wrong. I know what I'm looking at. I can see it with my own eyes. I know what's happening. And I was wrong. There wasn't one specialist that was correct, and the others were wrong. Each specialist sees something different, and each specialist has a valid opinion. They are highly trained in their field of specialty. But once again, not being able to put all of these perspectives together, not being able to take each of these puzzle pieces and actually assemble them, has been detrimental to many people's health. Because you're only getting the perspective of one individual trained in only one specific area at a time. And gathering all the puzzle pieces is obviously the first challenge. But once you have the perspective of multiple specialists, we need to be able to put the pieces together and ensure that they fit perfectly. Then and only then can we say, we know with certainty why. Not what. Let's not treat the what. We know why you're having your migraines. We know why your headaches have continued. Stop treating the what. Find and fix the why. We must find out what is going on in your body that's causing your body to react with migraines and headaches. That's not normal. Headaches and migraines are never normal. And secondly, headaches and migraines happen for a reason. If you don't know the reason, chances are you're never going to experience any long-lasting relief or live headache-free, healthy, and happy. Because that's what it's all about. Please don't forget, we have so many exciting things coming up in 2014. We still have several episodes left this year. How to get long-lasting relief from your headaches and migraines despite your doctor's recommendations. Look for the book. Look for the live events coming to your area. As always, I want to know your questions, your concerns. This week, I want to know, what are your frustrations with our healthcare system? What are your frustrations in trying to get answers with your migraines and headaches? What are your frustrations in trying to find answers for your children's health concerns? DrScottCanHelp@gmail.com. As always, I want to thank you kindly and sincerely for your listenership. It's all about solutions. Thank you again for your patience. Each and every week, we will continue to fill in puzzle pieces because, number one, if we don't have the pieces, we can't put them together. And then once we've assembled these pieces, I will help you step by step to, number one, ensure we have all the pieces. Number two, help you and your doctors assemble the pieces and ensure that they fit. And finally, those two pieces being in place, now we can formulate a solution that actually addresses the cause of the problem once and for all. Thank you so kindly for listening. Join us every Tuesday, blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc, noon central. If you missed the episode, please look in our archives, listen to the episodes from past weeks. Thank you so much for your questions and concerns. I'm Dr. Scott. We'll see you next week.